Emily LaBelle, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, nice to be here.
Now, it's been a while since we've spoken, so we have some get-to-know-you refresher questions.
That sounds great.
Okay. As a composer, I have to ask you, do you have a favorite instrument or group of instruments to compose for?
That's a tricky question. I feel like my favorite instruments are always the ones I'm writing for at the time. So I'm working on a string quartet right now. I love working for strings, and just finished a brass quintet, which was really fun because I was a trumpet player. And you would think trumpet is my favorite instrument to write for, but in a strange way, it can be a little intimidating to write for the instrument that you played for a long time. But yeah, always what I'm writing for is what I'm kind of most excited about. And of course, I love writing for orchestra because it's like such a large ensemble with so many colors. There's so much you can do.
What's your favorite comfort meal?
Oh, well, right now, because it's fall, I would have to say roasted chicken with potatoes.
Oh, yes, I'm right there with you. I think I just made some the other day. Favorite composer or top three?
Oh, another hard question. It's hard to have favorites. I'm going to go with Bartok because it's thematically appropriate for some of the things we're going to talk about today. And Bartok was the first composer I got introduced to in university when I was just starting to study composition that really excited me and just sort of opened up all these possibilities of what contemporary composition could sound like. And I got to play a whole bunch of his piano pieces, studied his string quartets and his orchestral writing. And it really got me excited about becoming a composer.
Now, such an original voice. How do you describe his music?
Oh, I think I always feel like there's a balance between he has all this craft and technique, and he's so succinct with his ideas, but there's always deep layers of emotion behind that too. So he's sort of like the compositional ideal of like this balance between sort of head and heart.
What's your dream travel destination?
Oh, I've always wanted to hike the West Coast Trail in British Columbia. And that's sort of on my wish list for the next 10 years to go do that.
What's your favorite area in Toronto?
Oh, I love going down to the beaches and walking along the boardwalk and looking out at the lake. I could do that every weekend.
Now, tell us a bit about yourself and your history with the TSO.
Well, I grew up in Toronto. Moved to Toronto when I was quite young. So my history goes back all the way to my mom taking me to the young people's concerts when I was a kid. And then in university, of course, as a young composer, going and listening to concerts then. And then in 2018, I was appointed affiliate composer with the Toronto Symphony. And I was in that role until 2022. So I spent 4 years with the orchestra in that role, and I got to write three new commissions for them. Plus, I did a young people's show with Pierre Rivard called Kiwis Can't Play the Violin. That particular position, the affiliate composer position, is something that's typically 2 to 3 years. And a year after I finished that, I got a call from the symphony asking me if I'd like to come back and be composer advisor. So I've now been in that role with the symphony for about a year.
Well, this is a fantastic, I guess you could call it promotion for you. I mean, the composer advisor role has been there for some time and it's been occupied for 25 years by Gary Kulesza. So quite some shoes to fill there. Tell us, remind us what this role entails.
Well, it's actually quite a unique role. You know, many orchestras have like a composer in residence, but this role is a little bit different in that I do some mentorship. So I'm responsible for supporting the affiliate composer and their role and some of the other education initiatives that we do, like score reading sessions, our next gen composers. So a lot of supporting emerging artists in their roles, supporting them navigating writing for orchestra, working with the orchestra. But I also have an important piece of the puzzle is advising on contemporary music and especially Canadian music. So it's my job to know what's going on in Canada, who the composers are, who the up-and-coming composers are, and then also what's happening on the international scene and being able to support artistic administration and Gustavo Gimeno in programming decisions and making suggestions around contemporary music and Canadian composers.
As a composer yourself, you have a work that the TSO is going to be performing called The Sediments. And this was a commission that's going to be recorded alongside Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra and The Miraculous Mandarin. Tell us about this piece.
Right. So this is actually a Toronto Symphony Orchestra commission, and it was a piece I wrote while I was affiliate composer with the symphony, and it was premiered in April 2022, and it was Sir Andrew Davis conducting the piece. The piece is loosely based around a quote by Rachel Carson, who wrote some very important articles and books around climate change back when no one was talking about climate change. And I found this amazing quote around the history of the earth and sediments and this sort of idea that everything that has ever been on earth is still here and will continue to be here long after I'm gone and we're all gone. So the piece is based around this idea of sedimentation and changes in the earth and heavy rainfall. So you'll hear in the piece like grit and rocks moving around and ideas of heavy rain clouds and things like that. So I'm really excited to work with orchestra again on this and to have Gustavo Gimeno conducting, and a dream come true to have it on an upcoming recording with Bartók.
Yeah, it is really fantastic. Another part of your role, as you mentioned, as a composer advisor, is being involved in the Explore the Score program. Remind us what this program is.
Oh, this is a really special program that the Symphony does every year. It's an opportunity for four emerging Canadian composers to have a piece of theirs read by the orchestra. So Canadian composers can apply for this, and then a jury selects four pieces, and the composers spend a morning with the orchestra, each having their pieces read through. They get some suggestions from the conductor and the musicians. They get to understand what it's like to interact with a large orchestra working with a conductor. And then they also get feedback from a small group of musicians, myself, our affiliate composer, Liam Ritz, and our resident conductor, Trevor. They spend an amazing day getting all this feedback, getting their pieces heard. And it's sort of a very important step for them to have that experience, because you don't learn how to write for orchestra until you hear your pieces played by an orchestra. So it's very important for young composers to have that opportunity. And so we're able to do this once a year for four very talented and lucky composers.
And extra lucky this year because they have special guest composer John Adams on site. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So that's amazing.
Yes, we're really fortunate. The week that we're holding Explore the Score is also the week that conductor and composer John Adams is in town working with the orchestra. And so part of that day is that John will be there to hear the pieces and to offer feedback to these young composers. So they not only get to spend time with myself and Liam, but a real big, shiny American composer as well.
Can you tell us a bit about this big, shiny American composer for those who are not so plugged into contemporary music? Who is John Adams?
Yes, well, John Adams is a living American composer, and I believe he is, if not the most played composer and living composer right now. He is played regularly by all the orchestras in North America and around the world, and has had a long history writing for orchestra, writing for operas. If you've played in a concert band or wind ensemble, you've also played his music. So probably one of the composers, living composers, who's most familiar. It's all repertoire we know. We're really lucky that he'll be there to share all this experience that he's had working with orchestras around the world.
Now, tell us a bit about cultivating and mentoring new composers in Canada. What about this particular aspect of artistic development at the TSO resonates with you?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, composers spend a long time in school. So typically, composers in Canada are doing a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and often going on to do a doctorate. So there's a really long apprenticeship period in just getting your education. And then when you're done, there's still all these other things that you need to learn. So it's not just about learning how to write notes on a page. It's also, how do you interact with the conductor? What's the rehearsal process like? How do you apply for grants to get commissions to write new pieces? So there's a lot of pieces to having a career in composition. And I was very fortunate along the way to have mentors who supported me not only in finding my artistic voice, but supporting me in figuring out how to have a career doing this. And so for me personally, it's really important that I also pay that forward and support the next group of composers coming up, finding their footing, finding opportunities, and that it's not just what you learn in school. It's receiving support when you leave school to have a fruitful career and to know all the various facets that of your career that you need to be on top of. And I think often we don't know how to write a grant or have our website done or what's involved in preparing a score and parts for an orchestra. And so that's really important to me, to support composers and to feel like that I'm giving to the community the way the community supported me early on.
Well, it's wonderful that you have this opportunity and platform with the TSO. Emily LaBelle, I want to wish you toy for the recording and have fun on November 9th with Explore the Score.
Thank you so much.